My name is Ashley Bird, and I'm the digital marketing manager here at Coterie. I work really closely with our awesome marketing team and agents like yourself to help simplify small business insurance. And fun fact, I'm also a small business owner myself, and I'm always interested in expanding my marketing expertise. And that's why I'm so excited to be hosting. So we have Brittany Zandbergen, who's really an expert at brand building, messaging, and awareness, as well as lead generation. And then we also have Alex Eisenhart, who's a marketing specialist at Tarmica. She's a branding enthusiast as well, and she also is with one of, again, our amazing partner organizations, Tarmica. Both women are really expert marketers who are just ready and here to give us some advice for the 2022 marketing plans, and then also really help us understand what those trends and how we can implement those, whether you're an agent, small business owner. We'll start with Alex. So Alex, can you give us a quick intro?
Hi, everyone. So my name is Alex Eisenhart. As Ashley said, I currently work as the marketing specialist at Tarmica. So anything you kind of see coming from us, I've touched at some point. I'm really excited to be here and talking with Ashley and Brittany today.
Hey, y'all. I am Brittany Zandbergen, VP of Marketing here at Coterie. I work with Ashley and our powerhouse marketing team here. And same with Alex. We do a lot for our agents and building a community for you guys. So super excited to talk with you today and talk with Alex because they're such a great partner of ours.
Awesome. Thanks you both for those great introductions. So today we're really just going to discuss strategy for 2022 and the trends that are taking off. But before we do that, let's just go over the basics of marketing. So one of the first questions that I really have for both of you, I'll start with you, Alex. Can you define what marketing is really in the life cycle of a client and why it's important to business strategy?
Yeah. So I like to kind of take a step back with defining marketing because it's such a broad term. But really, in my eyes, marketing is something that it's not just an action, but it's an event. So anything that you're doing to kind of drive traffic and not even just conversion traffic, but awareness. So anything that'll boost your brand's value in the eyes of a potential client. So any educational content and any event that you're going to and not just things that you're doing or consuming, but things that your sales team might be doing, your marketing team might be doing, your support team. So any action or messaging that you're putting out there that might help a potential client see your perceived value.
That's huge. Thank you. Brittany, anything else you'd add?
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Alex. I'd also say for myself, you know, marketing is about effective storytelling, right? We all want to live in a story. We all live a story. So how do we market a product or service or whatever we are trying to bring to this world in story format. So in bringing our customers into that story, and marketing is this journey for both you and your customers 100%. To have that story together. So,
yeah. That's so important, the storytelling piece. So really back to you, Brittany, quick question for you, for someone who's really just starting out, where should they begin with their marketing strategy?
Yeah. So especially as a small business owner, which I think most agents and independent agents in particular, small business owners in themselves, there's a lot of different ways that you could start, but I would start with hyper-local marketing, especially if you are within your local market. So that can be anything from, first of all, you should have a Google My Business page and then optimize it in any way possible. So obviously you add your location, make sure that you're optimizing for location, adding relevant keywords to your Google My Business page, which will ultimately increase the your ability to be found. Making sure that you have high quality photos, professional photos on your Google My Business page, and then increasing visibility by choosing categories. So when you're in your Google My Business page, you can choose categories that are relevant for your business. So making sure that your Google My Business page is optimized. And I've got some other things that we can talk about, but I'd love to get Alex's thoughts on that as well.
You mentioned keywords, and I think even understanding what those keywords should be is really getting an idea for who your audience is. So doing that research. So if you're starting from ground zero, getting an idea of who your target audience is, and it may just be people who want to buy homeowners insurance, but if you're doing that target hyper-local marketing, then figuring out who are those buyers, where are they, where can you find them? And Google My Business is a great place to start. And even if you're doing that target research, okay, maybe your audience is on Facebook. Should you start with some Facebook organic posting and then you can later on transition to some promoted posts? Should you even be on social or should you be pushing paper marketing and real print ads? So understanding a good idea of where your audience is and how you can reach them is a great place to begin.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Here at Coterie, we believe it used to be like the marketing funnel, right? You'd have marketing, then sales, and then the customer is at the bottom because you sold that customer. We believe in the marketing flywheel. So you think about customers in the middle, you got marketing, sales, and service, and it all functions for that customer. So knowing your customer and who they are, sometimes that can be really frustrating, especially like as a marketing professional likes to run and fast and just get things done. It's hard to take that step back and get to know your audience, but you could be creating products and messaging and everything that goes into marketing, and it's not speaking to your audience. So taking that step back and knowing your audience is critical.
And kind of going back to what kind of value your marketing is bringing to your audience. So if you know who your audience is and you know that marketing is just something that provides value to them, what can you be doing in those support and sales sections? So it's not just marketing, and you don't want to just hurry up and push them off to the next phase of the funnel, but making sure that they're in that flywheel and they're going through the motions of seeing your messaging at every stage of the process is super important.
Absolutely. Yeah, and here at Coterie, we do what's called a Coterie Collaborative. So we're expanding it this year, so stay in tune with what we're doing. But we've brought this key group of agents in to just understand the market and understand what's resonating, what's not. And gosh, we launched a product last year that was a complete failure, right? We didn't listen to our audience. We created this amazing like high-tech snapshot of, and we realized that nobody wanted that. And it's because we didn't listen to our customer, and, you know, lessons learned. And so now we've making sure that we listen to you guys first.
I mean, that's an important thing to be doing is a true understanding of your audience at every stage, and not just in the beginning research phase, but constantly doing that market research throughout the process.
Yeah, both really huge points that both of you hit on, and just really looking and listening to the customer. Very, very valuable insights. So really, and I love what both of you said in terms of knowing your audience. I think that would kind of lead into the next question of understanding, like, say, for example, you know, an agency or an agent themselves, maybe they just have a small operation and they don't have a dedicated marketing professional. What's advice that we can really give that agency owner to help them manage their own marketing strategy while also trying to run their business, right? So wearing both of those hats. I'll start with you, Alex.
Yeah, I think it's completely manageable. And I think marketing is something that a lot of people get really overwhelmed by, especially if they don't have a huge understanding of what marketing is. And it's completely manageable over time. So if you know, hey, I don't have a ton of money to invest in marketing automation systems, which can be incredibly helpful, then the biggest thing is really time blocking. So you know your audience, you know where they are, and you know how to reach them. Then let's say, okay, an hour a week, I'm going to prep content for this week and I can schedule and plan it all out. Or, hey, I know for this month, these are the initiatives my audience is going to benefit from. So I'll spend one day this month and just get all of those done, schedule and plan them out. There are a ton of really awesome tools already built into a CRM. So if you are already using a CRM at your agency, you may already have built-in marketing automation tools you can take advantage of. Some AMS systems do too, but CRMs definitely have a more robust marketing automation tool built in. And there's a ton of free scheduling and planning resources out there you can also take advantage of for those time-saving scheduling and planning. But there's also some paid resources as well, definitely low cost and free, that you can look into for marketing automation. But you definitely don't need to feel overwhelmed by marketing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Also, you know, just the basic steps if you're a small business owner. So make yourself accessible. Make sure that your contact information and you can be easily contacted on your website, on your local pages, on, you know, Yelp, Google My Business, all the, you know, 200 plus different local pages. So making sure you can leverage a really cheap and sometimes free platform, Calendly, to, instead of on your website, one of the biggest mistakes that I see, especially in the small business world, is, you know, the action item on the website is learn more. That's not really put, you know, that's not going to close the deal for you. So schedule a meeting, schedule a call, schedule whatever it is, come stop by the office, making sure that action item is, and you can leverage Calendly to link right to your calendar and book right with them. Or, you know, you can leverage Tarmaco or Coterie and just offer a 24/7 digital presence on your website too, for potential clients. So making yourself accessible, and then your own personal brand. I think your own personal brand is something that your business can leverage as well. So whether it's on LinkedIn and to Alex's point, it does not have to be time consuming. I mean, I think with marketing, it can seem very overwhelming, and it sometimes it's just the first easy step that you can make. So just write a paragraph, write a sentence, start there, and then, you know, launch, answer a question and launch a piece of content around that. Doesn't have to be much, could be a lead generator. Just start with those easy steps forward, and then the rest will start to fall into place. And if you listen to your audience, you'll be able to see what's working and what's not working.
Yeah, and I think we get confused a lot with the idea that marketing is promotional or very press driven, but oftentimes it is that flywheel where you're maybe just answering questions that you get a lot and in a very concise way that people can find without having to go searching for it. So if you're getting a lot of inquiries like, hey, where do I go to get a quote, or how quickly can you guys get me insurance, or any questions that you're finding that you're getting from potential clients or past clients or reasons for cancellation, address those in your marketing messaging. Have FAQs on your site. To Brittany's point, contacting you should be an easy process. So if you're finding that it's hard for people to access you or your website might be confusing, those are issues that you should address first and can typically be done in a very quick way.
Yeah, really, really important. I think that reminds me of actually something I just came across recently. It was advice for small business owners, agencies, and it said, really just think of like those top 5 to 10 questions you get maybe every day, every week. And if you have something that you can simply address and answer those questions, it's huge for being able to develop content around that. So I guess, and you both shared actually really good tools, I think. Any other like preferred tools that you both use or have seen that have worked really well in marketing strategies?
Go ahead, Alex.
I love HubSpot. I will live and die on that hill. And HubSpot is free for marketing automation. So you can get a free account and you can take advantage of those marketing automation tools without having to pay for any services. If you're using it or if you wanted to use it as also a CRM and a service center, you can as well. Those do come at a paid cost. But just to check out the marketing automation tools, 100% free. And they also have resources. So they have an academy where you can learn how to market and the best channels to do that as well.
Yeah, we're huge HubSpot fans as well for those reasons. When you think about social media, there's other platforms like Hootsuite that's either low or no cost to help scheduling of your social media posts well in advance, as well as some analytic tools there. Here at Coder, we're in the process of launching what we're called Coterie Agency Marketing Program. So we're calling it Camp. where right now we're in the beta group, but we'll be able to help you launch social media postings for your agency. We'll basically create content for your social platforms that is geared towards, small business owners, nothing Coterie, nothing anybody, just all about you. And then we also offer Google My Business pages management, reviews management, local landing pages that are SEO optimized as well, and a couple other things. So yeah, ping me if you're interested in learning more. This should be a pretty interesting effort that we're doing later this year.
So. That's fantastic. I think those are definitely resources you should be taking advantage of. And in addition to that amazing resource and HubSpot, you can also look into the already built-in social media resources. So Facebook Business Suite already has an amazing scheduling tool and analytics driver. So if you know that you're really only going to be using Facebook marketing and Instagram marketing for your clients right now, you can take advantage of that at no cost. They also have a chatbot that you can integrate onto your website using Facebook Messenger. So it's a great no-cost way to start marketing.
I love that.
Yep. Awesome tips. And I think it's funny because, you know, platforms are changing constantly. So it's almost like, you know, you do have to stay on top of those, but there's so many, you know, whether free or low cost, you know, tools for things like that. So very important, good recommendations there. Another question for you, and I guess we can start with you, Brittany. In your opinion, what are a few must-do tactics? So things that are just, you know, kind of non-negotiables when it comes to marketing strategies?
Yeah. I mean, but ultimately marketing should be easy and it should work, right? Like it should not be a huge effort. So I think when it comes to if you're just getting started, right? Like I mentioned, just create a lead generator. Top five accountants, you know, troubles that accountants are having in their business, and link it back to insurance. Those create a lead generator that you're going to capture emails from, right? And so then you can launch that on all of your various platforms that you're involved in. And then once you've started creating your leads, nurture them. provide content for them. I don't believe in like providing any kind of content that's a, you know, me. Like, provide value to them, give them information that they want, and then they will in turn trust you and come to you as your as the trusted advisor that you are. So if you can create one lead generator, that can last you 6 months to a year, right? So take a lead generator and then make an infographic out of it, make a GIF out of it, make, you know, separate it into various email campaigns. You can do so much with one lead generator that I feel like it's a no-brainer. And then it can start building your sales funnel around that.
Yeah. And to that point, we know at Atarmica, our platform is not something that people are only going to use. We're an additional platform. Most people don't need a commercial lines comparative rater, especially if they're a small agency. So we know that when they're coming to our blog or reading our content, that we want to provide value in other ways. So what other solutions should they be using? Should they be using something else before coming to us? How do they determine if they even need a commercial lines comparative rater? So there are things that if you know, hey, when they're coming to my agency, what are other things that my user might be doing in their day-to-day that I can help address those concerns? That's a super huge driver for traffic and also for just value. So that, I mean, going back to what marketing is, you're trying to provide value for your current clients, potential clients, people who may have noticed you in the past, but when they come up to try to make a decision on where they want to place their business, you want to be top of mind. So that's ultimately what marketing is and what all of your messaging should be doing.
Yep.
Something that we do and something that I really firmly believe in is just honesty with marketing. I think a lot of the times people can get really excited about, we're the best company out there and we're going to make everyone's lives so much better. And that's just not true for the most part. So we just really try to make sure that we're being honest in our marketing and that when they get to sales and they get to support, that they don't feel bamboozled by the marketing process that they went through and that they don't feel that the clickbait tagline that they read totally caught them off guard and now they bought a product they didn't want. So honesty in marketing is just so huge, especially when you believe in that flywheel process of sales, support, and marketing.
And that's what your clients want from you too, right? Like they want you to be, you're human, right? They want to see that in you. They want to see, they want to hear your stories, but like be authentic, right? I mean, especially in this day and age, authenticity is, you can't not have it, right? It's just, you have to have, and be authentic, right? And give back to your community, do things that you're already doing. And you can highlight them in a very humble way as well.
And not only do they want to see your humanity, but they want to be treated like a human as well. I feel like a lot of people know when they're being marketed to, especially now, and they feel it and they don't want to feel it anymore. They want to make sure that you're treating them just as much of a person as they're treating you throughout the process.
Yes.
Love that. The authenticity, I think, makes such a huge difference. And even when you look across different industries, you really see how, you know, the companies that truly set themselves apart are the ones that are doing that, right? They're building that sense of community and they have that authenticity. So love those recommendations. And that really just leads into, you know, really the meat of what we, you know, came today to talk about are those top trends of 2022. So really, we kind of recap those on our site at Codery is video marketing, being personable, relating to your audience, and then being conversational in your marketing, with those being the top four trends. So I'll start with you, Brittany. Maybe we can just take them, you know, one at a time. Video marketing. How would you say at Codery, Codery is implementing these trends for 2022 and really gearing the content to fit those trends?
Yeah, great question. So video, content in general, I mean, The old phrase content is king or queen, like I like to say, is not going away, right? But having diverse content is super important. So I mentioned long form and short form blog posts. We mentioned infographics. We mentioned all sorts of different tactics. But video is super important. I mean, YouTube alone is the largest search engine, one of the largest search engines out there for content. So here at Codery, we just launched a thought leadership video series where we take agents through different tactics. So some marketing related, some digital business strategies, some just overall strategic. If you are a business owner in particular, those ones are really good for you. And so you get one video a week where it just teaches you how to grow and scale your business. So that's one way we're using video. We have a rock star social media lady on our team, and she has gotten us into all sorts of cool things with video. So I'm not sure. I just listened to a podcast the other day on Instagram and Reels and just how they are, the algorithm is favoring Reels over almost any other post. And they're actually probably the easiest things to launch versus a post where you have to monitor, you know, time of day and 30 hashtags. You know, there's so much on a post, where it was a Reel, especially with the algorithm, you can quickly and easily shoot something that will get thousands more views than you would originally. And really there's a couple of things you just need to think about when it comes to Reels is making sure that it's entertaining, educational, and you use a sound, especially like a trending sound out there where they get the algorithm will like that as well. So those are a couple ways we're using video, but we're always exploring more ways.
On the Tarmica side, we're actually not doing a ton of video right now. In Tarmica in general, the brand accounts, we're actually favoring individual personal accounts a lot more. So something I found over the last year, and this is constantly changing, I feel like especially social media marketing and content marketing in general shifts so quickly, but individual personal accounts get higher engagement rates across the board. So we're really working on a culture where our employees feel empowered to be using their accounts and even helping them create just straight business accounts to help promote their own business and Tarmica. So their sales pipelines, their marketing channels, marketing their own activities. So we're working on building those and video through that. So the actual Tarmica accounts are going to mostly become announcement based or helping. We drive a lot of our support channels through to Tarmica so they can learn about upcoming partnerships, product changes, things like that. But we're going to be focusing a lot more content through our personal employee accounts.
I love that. Yeah, that's awesome. And that's really kind of bucketing those two, the second and third trend in terms of, you know, being personable and relating to your audience. Because I think, like you said, Alex, if it's, you know, the individual personal accounts, you really get to establish that personal brand and have your audience see, you know, what you really stand for. So that's huge. So how do you think agents can leverage that those two qualities of, you know, being personable and relating to their audience and their strategies? I'll start with you, Alex.
Definitely. I think that it goes back to, especially if they're that one-man shop and they're the ones doing the marketing, people want to know that there's a person behind the computer. So if they're building the relationship and they're the ones making the sale, and even if they're not, if they're just the owner of the agency, that's a huge help as well. I think having that personal brand and not being afraid to share the ups and downs. So if you're only sharing ups or you're only showing the highlight reel, people know that that's also not a realistic view of what's going on. So being authentic with your day-to-day, with what it's like to own an agency, with what it's like to interact with other clients. So if you're a sales rep or you're a producer, share that experience. And I'm not in any kind of a negative way other than just sharing realities, but I know that some of our sales reps are now getting on LinkedIn and having those posts that are maybe not super lengthy. We've all seen those really, really lengthy ones, but like authentic posts and really connecting, and they're seeing that reflect in their sales and who they're having conversations with. And people are showing up on demos being like, hey, I connected with you on LinkedIn, or I had a conversation with you on Twitter. And that definitely shows. So if you're an agency owner and you're afraid to put your face behind the marketing, I think that that's only going to be a benefit to you in the long run.
Yeah, no, I agree. And to your point, Alex, I think lessons learned, right? We all learn what works and what doesn't work every single day. And creating authentic content around that is just will help with that personalization. One book that I just love, and I've just brought it out here, when you're like, we talk about, the personal touch, like what Tarmica is doing. Overall brand, I just love this, Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. This helped me clarify my personal message as well as my company message. So I recommend this to everyone. He has got a podcast. He also has another book called Marketing Made Simple, which is really good for especially for starting businesses starting up or just dabbling in marketing to begin with. And he talks a lot about the archetype, right? So the archetype that I think is the most beneficial is the guide, right? You are an independent agent, and you are the person that, you know, the small business calls on one of the worst days of their lives, right? Like you are on the front lines handling claims, you are the relationship builder. So how do you continue to be there for your people? And how do you tell those stories in a way that is clear, concise, but also shows the person behind the thing that you do, right? Mm-hmm. And I know you're, I mean, we do contests where we highlight agents and what they're doing in their local community. Like, they're, you guys are doing so much in your local community, and you don't have to brag about it. You have to talk, like, you just being there and being yourself and showing, to Alex's point, like, doesn't have to be a long post, but it can, you just tell those stories of those people and have your customers tell the stories if they feel up for it too.
Yeah, I agree. Testimonials, and even just not necessarily bragging about everything that you're doing in your community, but not being afraid to let people know that, hey, I'm here and I'm present, and that we are in this, and answering those questions of like, oh, okay, if I'm going to be your agent, what is going to happen when you call me on the worst day of your life? And what does that process look like? And how are we different than the other agencies that you could potentially use? And how are we going to make that process easier for you? And all these questions, answering those in your messaging, and not just on an FAQ page on your website. I think those are super helpful, especially for SEO, but in your messaging. And if they go to your Facebook or your LinkedIn or your Instagram, can they see that? And can they see that in what you're doing on an authentic basis? So not just slapping it on some paid Facebook ad to be like, hey, we do good stuff, but is that something that you're constantly preaching? And is that true to who you are as an agent?
Yes.
Yeah, that's huge. And, you know, one of the things we always say at Coterie is insurance is a relationship-based industry, right? So those relationships and how you're establishing that trust with your clients or prospects, that's huge, and it goes a long way. And one of the last trends that we think about for this year is that conversational marketing. So again, thinking through, you know, whether it's on the claim side of things or your insured has a question, are there any things, any recommendations or tips that you can share with our audience for being able to implement conversational marketing within their strategy? I'll start with you, Brittany.
Awesome. So here at Coterie, we talk about this a lot every day: speed, simplicity, and service. And really, it should be service, speed, simplicity, right? Because service is the most important element of it all. So our entire team is hands on deck when it comes to customer questions. And we've got obviously our live chat bot, and our customer advocacy team is available, you know, all the time. So making sure that we are having those conversations and have that feedback loop, right? So what are the questions we're getting often? And then we can use leverage marketing channels to answer the questions that we know are out there in our content or other ways. So making sure that we can have, what I like to say is it's conversation as a service, right? So it used to be like software as a service, but now it's conversation as a service, because conversations, especially when it comes to independent agents and their small businesses and what we're doing here, it's how we build those relationships. And we're building the relationships with our audience, and you are building it with your audience. And especially in this market where small businesses are either underinsured or uninsured, those conversations are more important than ever.
Definitely. And I think something that you touched on is having a chatbot and kind of consistent messaging. And I think if you can have a chatbot, that's wonderful. And I'm going to reiterate that Facebook Business Suite does have a free chatbot that you can integrate on your site if you use Facebook and that's something that you want to integrate. But even just consistent messaging. So if you're not the person who's managing marketing, maybe it's a coordinator on your team, or maybe you hired an intern, or maybe you're even outsourcing that to a third party agency, making sure that your support teams and your marketing teams are saying the same thing to people. I know I run our company's Twitter account. If we get a question on how many carriers do you have in New York, I don't want to answer that any differently than our support team would. So making sure that you have the right answers on all channels, so that if someone asks you a question in one place and then goes to someone else, they're not getting a different answer. That's huge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's really huge. I think that's definitely something that we've looked at Coterie as well. I'll take a quick break to see if there's any questions. Definitely please let us know in the chat. We've had some great tips and feedback thus far, but definitely interested in hearing from our audience. If there's anything that you're curious about and want Alex and Brittany's, you know, expertise on, definitely let us know in the comments. While we're waiting on some more comments to come in, the question that came to mind for me is, if an agent or, you know, a broker just feels kind of stuck, like they feel like that, you know, they've tried you know, strategy, and they thought they had put, you know, their best, you know, research and everything into it. They're feeling stuck. What is any tips on that and getting unstuck, I should say? I'll start with you, Alex.
Yeah, I think it depends on why they're feeling stuck. And I think one thing that people take for granted, especially in the time of like the TikTok realm of overnight fame, is that marketing does take time, and SEO optimization or search engine optimization SEO takes time. So if you're starting out marketing in January and you start putting up blog posts and you start posting on social media and you're not seeing a ton of leads come in, that's okay. Things take time. So you're doing the right thing and you're doing the work. So making sure that you're not being stagnant. So it's a good thing to reflect and be like, okay, what's going on? Do I need to switch things up? Or do I just need to keep doing what I'm doing and be consistent? So I think a huge part of marketing is just consistency. So if you're changing things too often, that's going to be hurtful in the long run. Making sure you're consistent and checking in quarterly. If after two quarters, half a year, maybe a full year, you're seeing nothing changing, that's when I would start to shift your strategy.
Yeah. And build off of that. I mean, if you're listening to your customers, right, you're gonna have a pulse of what they want. And so I wouldn't change it up too often, to Alex's point, right? Like if you're truly listening and have those feedback loops in place with your customers, you're gonna hear what's resonating and what's not resonating. Marketing is, what I love about marketing is you're constantly learning. It's effectively a student my entire life. I ended up in marketing, so we're students our entire life, right? So I love that, but it can also make me feel very stuck too, especially if I'm not getting the results and I, you know, feel very passionate about it. And to Alex's point, SEO, and there's things that just take time. Social media, they take time and it can seem so overwhelming. So what I like to do is just find something to get a quick win into. It might be a local event. It might be a referral campaign. It might be, anything like to get just a quick win in place while you're doing the more like longer tail items. That always makes me just get out of the unstuckness as well.
Yeah. And I think a great thing for a quick win too, it may not be digital marketing. So think about things that would fit your audience. Maybe it's sending some swag in the mail. Maybe you send a t-shirt to some of your favorite clients or some clients that have renewed with you for the last couple of years. Maybe sending like a holiday card, or people get holiday cards in December all the time. Send them a card in May. So thinking of things that are different than just digital marketing or the strategies that everyone seems to be doing and things that are really hot right now, like TikTok and Reels and all these videos, maybe that's it's not oversaturated yet. Those are still really amazing channels. But if you're struggling with that and that's new for you or really overwhelming, it doesn't have to be. Go back to something that's easy for you to do, that's quick, that you can just get done and move on. Sometimes you just have to do the thing and go to a new place.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the huge areas of opportunity within marketing is really looking at your existing, you know, clients. Like, what are you really doing to nurture those relationships to make sure that, you know, you're not forgetting about those or trying to grow your business. So definitely great tips. I guess the other question I'd have more on the, and Brittany, you shared a couple books that you love and things like that. I'd love to hear about like podcasts, any other like things, series, video series, whether that might be, on different platforms that both of you are really, you know, loving right now that just really provide great, you know, tips and tools for marketing. I'll start with you, Alex.
Yeah, Google has a digital marketing daily podcast. It's 3 to 5 minutes, easy to put on right when I get into the office. So I would highly recommend that. And I actually really love learning about non-marketing. So I'll listen to a lot of user experience podcasts or even a lot of sales podcasts. So I know that a lot of insurance-based podcasts don't touch on marketing in general. Sometimes there's one or two episodes that'll touch on marketing, but it, just in general in the business world, there's so many marketing, social media marketing, but even like outside of marketing, I think user experience is a really great place to start, even if it's like an entry-level user experience podcast or article, thinking about like the problems people are facing on your website. And I think we talked about this earlier, addressing those first. Do you have FAQs posted? Are you showing up on search engines? Those are really big factors in your marketing that can kind of go unnoticed because people want to jump to the fun posting and content marketing. So addressing any kind of like problem areas first, and a lot of those user experience or sales podcasts can be really helpful for that.
Yes, I agree. I mentioned The Business Made Simple with Donald Miller. So I definitely suggest that one, especially if you're like new in the marketing realm. I like to listen to a lot of sales type podcasts as well. So there's one called Inside Selling with Josh Braun, B-R-A-U-N. And that one's really good. It gives you a lot of, especially if you're doing any kind of like cold outreach, cold calling, cold meet in person, networking events types of things. They give you a lot of information about that. I really like that. But I also listen to Alex's point, some non-marketing. The Next Big Idea is one of my favorites. It has nothing to do with marketing, but sometimes it always relates. It's more about human nature, which I guess that is marketing, right? It's human nature as well. So I really enjoy that one. And I was trying to find the other one, but I can't find it. But yeah, those are my highly recommended ones for you.
There's a startup podcast. I think it's called Startup. Yeah. And it's by the company that the startup was about, their production company, Gimlet Media. They now have a ton of other podcasts, so I would recommend any of theirs. But the Startup Podcast, the title of it, is fantastic. I know a lot of agencies may not consider themselves startups, but I feel like they're small and they're agile, and that's very similar to the way a startup is run. So that is a fantastic podcast for figuring out, like, especially if you're building your tech stack for the first time, that can be so overwhelming. So I would highly recommend the Startup Podcast.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that, Alex, because that's actually, excuse me, one of my personal favorites. There's another one more startup related, but it's really, number one, inspirational, but on the other side of things, really helping, you know, small businesses and agents really think about, you know, how do I start out in building out my, you know, whether it's operationally and marketing strategies. And so I love those types of podcasts. We did get a couple questions to come in. So the first one is from Ronald Linton. And this one is for Brittany. It says, later at the end of the webinar, or you can do it now because I know we're getting close to wrapping up. Can you say a little bit more about the camp program? It looks like you might have missed it at the beginning. So tell us a little bit more about camp. Thanks.
Awesome, Ronald. Great question. So I can send you something after. So camp, there's two parts of camp where we're rolling out currently. So again, it stands for Coterie Agency Marketing Program. So outside of, we'll be doing some webinars, kind of like this one, talking about best practices, whether it's email marketing, social media, local, hyper-local marketing, those types of things. So that will be part of the program. But really, it's a technology platform where we are enabling agents to what we're calling the Platinum Program. So that is, we help you launch a local landing page. So they're an SEO optimized local landing page that'll appear in your local listings. It also gives you competitive insight. So what keywords are your competitors using in your local market and how you should leverage them in your content. We're also helping you with social media monitoring. So it's kind of like a Hootsuite where we'll provide some content and you can choose whether to post it on your social platforms or not. And we'll provide all the content around that. So it's kind of like social media made easy. And then it's a listings management. So we have over 200 local listings, whether it's Yelp, Google, Facebook, all the social platforms. You can quickly and easily update all of your local listings to make sure that you're accessible, right? So people can access you. And then the last thing is reviews management. So, and Google My Business as well, but reviews management. So it enables you to see all of your reviews and you can respond to them because what we found, especially in this industry, is people are getting reviews. We all know reviews. I don't buy anything on Amazon without looking at the reviews. So one, we'll help you obtain those reviews. And then if you get those reviews, responding to them, highlighting them, all of the above. So that's camp. So that's the full digital package. So we're offering that to the beta group now. And then for all agencies, we're offering the local landing pages. So these are all free for Coterie agencies. And yeah, you can contact marketing at coterieinsurance.com and we'll send you more information.
Thanks, Brittany.
Awesome resource.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. And the last question I'll leave for you, actually, Alex. So really thinking about, and Brittany really led naturally into it, you're making this very easy for me, really about testimonials or reviews. They're really important, obviously, as we know, but what do you think or what would you recommend is the best way for an agent to ask the client for a review and share that when they get a great review?
We actually do this all the time at Tarmica, our support team. So I constantly am asking them to reach out and grab testimonials. And I do this also on social media. So if we see a really active agency who we know is talking well about Tarmica and on a individual level, we don't pay any agencies as like representatives of Tarmaga. That's just not something, or influencers or things like that. So if we see an agency speaking highly of us on social media, I'll reach out to them as the marketer. But if we know that there's agencies using Tarmaga a lot or really well, or they seem really happy with the product, I will ask our support team, would they be willing to provide a testimonial? And I think that just being really upfront with it, especially if you're having a good conversation with someone from an agency perspective. So maybe you had a client that you just really got along with. They seem to really like the process. It was really easy to work with them. At the end of the conversation, just, hey, would you mind providing a testimonial? We'd love to use this in our marketing. And being really clear that you're going to use it in marketing. I think a lot of the times when people give reviews, they don't necessarily know or are aware that you're going to use it in marketing messaging. But being clear that they are opting in to have that statement used in marketing collateral is super important. But other than that, I've found that most people, if they've had a really good conversation, are more than happy to provide a testimonial, or they may have already said something that you really liked and you just want to use that exact statement saying, hey, we really liked the way you said this. Can we use that sentence in our marketing? It's a completely fine way to ask for a review or a testimonial.
Yeah, I agree. And I love the independent agent market. I mean, you guys are staples of your local communities, as well as the small businesses that you serve and the businesses you serve. So a lot of time that provides cross-functional marketing, right? You can link back to their website, which helps with their own SEO. So there's ways that you can benefit them as well in this process, and highlighting them on social media, tagging their handles or whatever they are to give them an additional, I don't know, stream of traffic, right? Yeah. And we've got, through the video series I mentioned earlier, we've got some email templates for asking for testimonials as well that I'd be happy to share with you guys. They're pretty standardized, but if you have a list of customers that you just want to request a testimonial from, that's a good place to start, and then you can kind of make it your own.
And even doing end of year surveys, so when renewals come around, sending out a survey, hey, we know that you just signed your renewal with us. We'd love for you to fill out the survey. How was your experience? And at the end, you can have a little section for a note. If they feel like if they want to leave a note, that could be your testimonial. And putting a disclaimer in there that you would be using any of those for marketing. Very awesome way to get testimonials for marketing purposes. And those surveys can be helpful for other things. So figuring out how to change your processes if you need to make something better or add some adjustments. So I think surveys are an awesome tool for both support and for marketing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I was thinking that as you were saying that, Alex. I think obviously we all love great testimonials, but even when we get one that maybe is not so stellar, it's like, it's great for being able to implement and really learn from our clients and be able to, you know, improve. We'll give one last call for questions within the comments. We'll take a quick peek at that. And then I think really before we wrap up, I want to make sure that we both, you know, give both you, Alex and Brittany, time to just, again, any resources or things that you would want to share from your side that you want, you know, agents to be able to be aware of. Obviously, contact information as well, or how they can reach you if they have any more questions. So I'll start with you, Alex.
Yeah, so I think just resources in general, if you're just starting out in marketing, I would, again, recommend HubSpot. Their resource database is amazing. I'm going to plug Facebook's business suite again. And then just in general, following people or accounts that you think provide good information. So if there's an agency in your area, or not even in your area, but that you just respect how they do marketing, follow them. Ask them for advice or tips on how to get started. I think those are incredible resources that kind of go under the radar a little bit. And then obviously I'm going to plug Tarmaga's blog. This year, we're really going to push some content marketing a little bit. So we'll be putting out resources throughout the year on tips for getting started in marketing, sales, and support. So you can always check out our blog for that.
Yeah, agree with all of that. We just were talking about surveys, and I didn't want to like let that idea go before it left my head. SurveyMonkey is one that we use, but there's other survey tools. They have a really cheap option for surveys. Surveys are great for testimonials. I'd also suggest content creation. So you've got, if you have a list of your clients and you want to find out what's important to them, you can ask them, what are you struggling with? What are your top areas of focus right now? And you can turn that into content, turn it to a blog post, turn it into an infographic, turn it into all of these, just to kind of have the data behind it to create this content. It just pushes you a little bit further ahead. I also agree. HubSpot's fantastic. The books and podcasts. The last one I just wanted to mention is Rory on our team found this book. It's called Obsessed, about building a brand people love from day one. It's also a really, really great book to talk about overall branding. So that's it for me.
HubSpot, they also have a survey creation tool. I do believe that is paid, one of their paid features. But if you're going to use HubSpot, that is something that they do offer, is a survey and support tool.
That's awesome. Yeah, HubSpot for sure. And even some of their, you know, kind of educational content, I've really, you know, seen benefit for myself, like from professionally, my own business, small business. So definitely great recommendations there. So we didn't have any more questions. So we'll really get, you know, started on wrapping things up. But I just really appreciate both of you, you know, Alex and Brittany, your expertise, your ability to just kind of take, you know, what might seem like a daunting task, right? Like starting out with a brand new marketing strategy, or just figuring out how to stay current with your marketing strategies. Those can be very intimidating for, you know, whether it's, you know, an age smaller agency or someone who's been, you know, longer operations, but really just trying to revamp things. So I appreciate, you know, your time, your expertise, and just being able to break them down into tangible takeaways. So thank you very much. And I want to thank everyone who joined us today. We had a great audience and some great questions. So thank you so much. And we'll look forward to seeing you again next month.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.